Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Welcome, everybody. Real Dump, episode 4. 4? We should look that up before we start these. I feel like I don't ever do that.
I think
it's episode 4. Really?
Yeah, let's just go with 4. Why not?
I think it's 4.
I'm pretty sure it's 4.
Yeah, me too.
Jeff Lowe, Trill Ballins, Ken Jack.
Everyone's in a bad mood today. I'm just going to come out and say that. Jeff was out till 3 a.m. last night pounding some brewskis back. Ken Jack was drinking as well. He's live from a hotel room in Chicago. And I still can't get over my Flatliners theater experience. I was the only other person in the theater. There were just two people in the theater with me. And the other person walked in when I was filming that video where I was talking about how I got popcorn. So she walks in and I'm talking to myself and I'm sure she's just like, oh my God, I got to get out of this theater. So I can't get over that experience and you guys have yet to see it. So I'm kind of envious, but your time's coming.
How long is it again too?
It's about 2 hours, I would say. I felt like I was in at 11 and out about 1. It may be under 2 hours, but there are parts of it where, because I was the only other person in the theater, I just wish, like, when they were flatlining, I just would have yelled, like, they're flatlining!
I think that's, it's probably better to watch in theaters. I haven't seen too much of the, in movie footage, if you want to call it that. But I think that the overall experience is probably enhanced from the audiovisual end of it, other than, like, watching it on a shitty stream or, like, watching it on your computer or whatever. I don't know. You tell me, Trill.
I don't know. I mean, you like those Polish subtitles, so...
You gave it a 15 out of 100, Trill, so not as bad as Transformers and Emoji Movie, but, I mean, look, not good, that's for sure.
There were parts of it that I enjoyed, and we'll get into it, but it wasn't a good movie.
I'm going to get off a plane on Monday and go straight to a movie theater to watch this trash, and I'm just going to be sitting there the whole time like, Diego, make better choices, please, and Ellen.
I was thinking about just recording it in the theater for you guys. And then just sending it. But then I was like, I'm no way I'm going to jail for fucking Flatliners.
That's really not even a joke, to be completely honest. I legitimately almost messaged the group yesterday and asked Trill to film it in the theater. that's how little I wanted to see it. I was willing to do that. But now we got to be honest here.
Every 10 minutes, it's like, they're flatlining. It's like, is that part of the movie or is that Trill?
So we're going to review it this week, where we record on Tuesdays for the most part, and then we'll drop it on Wednesday night. We will have a special guest host. Take some guesses. Why not? Could be a tease coming up. We also teased it being a big week for the pod, and now we can tell you half of the reason why, and you should know by now, unless you aren't a Star Wars fan or been under a rock. The new trailer will be coming out tomorrow during Monday Night Football, like it did 2 years ago for The Force Awakens. I actually got ESPN on right now. I just saw a tease for it. So you're going to see it everywhere. Two new clips. It's a trailer for a trailer. And the full one comes out tomorrow night. And we actually have predictions. We're going to do five predictions for what we think we're going to see in the trailer. And our guest host has anonymously sent his already. So I guess that's one hint. It's a he. It's a male. This is some big stuff. Finally, we're going to get real new footage.
It's a long time coming, Jeff. I can't wait. I'll get into it and like my predictions of what I see in the trailer. But overall, I just want to know everything right now. And I know the trailer is not going to answer that question because it's a trailer. So, I mean, we still got 2 more months until the movie, which seems very agonizing at this point. But the trailer will hold me off a little bit. It's like picking up a cigarette butt on the ground and smoking the last remnants of like the sweet, sweet nicotine that's left from it.
Yeah, I'm super excited too. And it's again, I like how Star Wars is so big that they get a trailer for their trailer.
I'll read off the five predictions from our anonymous guest, and then we'll go to Tro. You can read off yours. He says we get to see, and we might have the same predictions here, but we're going to figure out who wins in the end. He says we get to see Snoke in person for the first time. Lots of porgs. Luke will get another ambiguous line to make us all confused about where he stands in terms of like the Jedi, dark side.
The Jedi must end, maybe.
Yep.
But the Jedi has to end, possibly.
Or does it?
Snoke's guards, the Praetorian guards, will be in action. And finally, and this one I think is the real shot in the dark one, Luke's green lightsaber will ignite. I would be very surprised if we see that. I won't get to mine yet, but Trill, we'll go to you.
Okay, I think we'll get a sweeping view of the supremacy for a half second or something like that. That's Snoke's big ship. I think we'll get BB-8 rolling away from an explosion of some sorts. I think we'll get to see Chewie and a Porg. A lot of these are the same ones as our special guest prediction. The next one is Rey versus Kylo versus the guards. So I think we'll get to see some of them in action. I don't know. You know, there's speculation that Rey might fight against Kylo, or she might fight with Kylo, or they might take on the guards together. And then the last one is Snoke in the flesh, but a shot of him sitting on his throne somehow, like maybe with his head down or just looking real ominous.
My very first one is a bigger reveal of Kylo with a scarred face and of the Knights of Red Knights and Praetorian. I think the scarred face is definitely going to make an appearance for this one. I think a more sweeping view of a space battle, maybe a little bit of Millennium Falcon action more so than the first trailer. I agree with our special guest host here, an ambiguous disillusionment line by Luke at some point. I think a shot of Finn and or Rey crying / cry screaming at something.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And I think a better look at Bianca del Toro's character, or a bigger kind of view of Rose Tico.
Good. I didn't put Rose down, but she's a character they're going to pedal really hard here. So I could see her being in the trailer. I said Porgs. I think that's an obvious one. Got to get that merch moving. Though I'm a big Porgs fan, so I'll probably buy all that shit. First look at Snoke, which I waver on. And we can talk about what we don't think we're going to see in a second. So first look at Snoke. BB-9E, the black BB-8. The Resistance BB-8, so the evil one. Princess Leia or General Leia in action, shooting a gun or something. I think that could be the big moment. And then finally, I think this trailer gets kind of the wow moment at the end. Because there really wasn't a wow moment at the first trailer. Because the first trailer for Force Awakens, there was the Chewie, we're home, and which is still one of the most iconic trailer moments probably ever now, because it's the first time you saw Han Solo again. But I think this one's going to get some sort of wow moment. And I guess that could be Leia. That could be kind of the big thing. And I think you're going to see a good amount of Leia leading up to this movie. The thing that I'm curious about what we don't see is, because we didn't see a lot in the Force Awakens one. Like, I know you mentioned a little bit of the fight. The most we saw, I think, of a fight in the Force Awakens trailer was you saw Kylo about to beat the shit out of Finn.
Yeah.
You just assumed he was.
Yeah.
He twirled it really crazily. So that was the extent of that.
Well, the big lead up for The Force Awakens is all the marketing and all the trailers tried to play it off like Finn was the one who was going to have the big lightsaber duel.
Yeah.
So, and then the movie, it's Rey, which people who followed the spoilers kind of knew. Yeah, the wow moment for me, yeah, I think it'll probably have something to do with Leia. What I want is like a tease at a Force ghost, whether it be like Yoda or Obi-Wan or Qui-Gon. I don't think they do Qui-Gon. But some sort of fan service there, because I think that would really get the blood going. I don't think we'll see the green saber. And I'm not sold we'll see it in this movie.
I mean, he's in the next one as well. So very well, they could hide it. That's the big thing for me. I know we just did predictions of what we think we'll see. I'm almost more curious to what we're not going to see, because there's obviously a lot of things that we expect eventually. I mean, that are in the movie. Snoke, obvious. The guards, obvious. Luke doing something other than just standing around. So I just figure they're going to either not show that or have a big misdirection like the Finn thing. Because, I mean, Finn was really the lightsaber guy in all of those. And then they released the TV trailers where he fought the one stormtrooper with that like lightsaber battling weapon stick thing. I think you can see shit like that. I'm curious what the misdirection will be.
Yeah, I agree with Trillo. I don't think there's going to be a green lightsaber in this. I think my big prediction for this is that Luke's not going to be a huge saber guy. He's going to be in his meditation, more of a Force guy, and that's going to be a bigger part of his training of Rey. I know all the sequences so far has been of like showing her practicing with the lightsaber, but I think he's going to focus more on teaching her how to use the Force, because like they were saying in The Force Awakens, like she has this really raw and undefined power in her. So I think that's going to be a bigger part of it than Saber.
I think the misdirection that we might get would be going back to our special guest host prediction on an ominous Luke Skywalker comment. There might be some sort of action that he takes in the trailer at the end to make you say, whoa, is Luke a bad guy now?
Ooh.
Maybe. And then another thing they could possibly do, and I'm a big fan of this theory, is Luke has transcended lightsabers. So does he bring something down like a Star Destroyer? And that'd be pretty sick. Just a shot of him bringing down like a big spaceship, like just a half second clip of it, something like that.
Yeah. Or just like you see the Star Destroyer in like the horizon and then you just see like Luke, like put his hands up or something.
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
They didn't really have to show it. They just had to imply it. It's the implication. Yeah.
I'm also curious if there's going to be any Han references, because there's always been rumors. This isn't really a spoiler because we just don't know. There's been rumors that you might see his funeral or something in this movie. I do wonder if there's any kind of Han exposition in the beginning of it to kind of set it up. But we will have a full breakdown of this on the main podcast this week with our special guest. It'll be releasing on Wednesday night. We'll talk about what we see. We're going to do a breakdown right after it. But now that we have our special guest, we're just going to save it for the main pod. We'll be tweeting about it, I'm sure. We'll have plenty of screen caps and comments.
Oh, I'll be tweeting about it.
Oh, yeah.
And no way to stop me from tweeting about this bad boy, that's for sure.
I will never log off.
I will never log off. Haters and losers trying to silence me and my Star Wars opinions.
So, The Last Jedi trailer coming out for everybody. I'll say tomorrow night, or if you're listening on Monday, coming out tonight. During Monday Night Football on ESPN, Bears, Vikings. It'll be online as well. Check out Twitter. Let's keep on the trailer talk, though, because there was an actual trailer released this morning. Justice League. It should be the final trailer, because that movie comes out, I think, in the end of the month or beginning of next month. I think it's beginning of November, right around when Thor comes out. New trailer. The song in it is like a remixed David Bowie Heroes.
Mm-hmm. Worked well.
They've had some great music in these trailers. Immediate thoughts, because I will say this. I liked the original Justice League trailer the best, like the first one. I thought that one had great music. It rolled well. It kind of got you in a mood and groove for like the different tone. This one, not bad, but it's clear this is different than Batman Superman by a mile. There's
right.
A lot of jokes in the trailer, a lot of lighthearted smiles, and it's different. So what do we think?
Yeah, I think the Flash is going to be the comedic relief character for sure. Yeah, the first one ended with the Bruce Wayne, I'm rich joke in terms of like, what's your superpower? I'm rich. And then this one ended with like the bat signal gag, which I thought was pretty solid. I have to say, I thought all of the DC trailers have been good. I thought Suicide Squad was good.
Yeah.
I thought Batman versus Superman was good. So I do have faith that Justice League will be good, because I think maybe they found out what worked and what didn't work in Wonder Woman, but it's hard to really say a DC movie is going to be good just based off the trailer. I will say though, I liked Aquaman a lot, Jason Momoa, even though he had like maybe three lines and they're all like, whoa, yeah.
That's really it.
But he seemed like a solid character in terms of just like adding more like lighthearted type relief to a Superman who's depressed and a Batman who listens to the Get Up Kids and cries in his room. I'm going to butter my popcorn for Justice League just because I have faith in them that they're turning the DC ship around. And I don't want those DC fanboys back in our mentions either.
I think the trailer looked really cool too. I agree with Trillet. I don't think any of their trailers so far have been underwhelming. Just the movies themselves have been pretty garbo. Again, no offense to our DC following. But I think it looks pretty decent. I'm also a huge Jason Momoa stan, so I can't wait to see him as Aquaman in a standalone movie. The Flash is definitely going to be our comic relief for this. And that this is going to be, I don't know, I guess whatever the main, I don't know what the main villain is going to be in this, but I guess he's going to turn Earth into some sort of hellscape that they're going to fight their way out of.
Some of it looks a little weird, I think, but I don't want to judge it until we see what the villain's doing. Like, I mean, it has a really red tone to it. I think that comes from the villain. So I don't want to judge it just based on the trailer. I really don't like judging movies based on trailers unless the trailers are absolute shit. I'm oddly excited to see it. And I have really disliked all of the DC movies except for Wonder Woman. I just think, like you guys said, Momoa looks pretty cool. I liked his "my man" comment when like Cyborg grabbed him. I'm like, okay, I like that. Like, there's some personality there. And I think that's what a lot of the characters have lacked in these movies, is just personality and like a connection to them, which mainly has been Superman. And he's been the main person in all these movies. And I think that's why, because I obviously, as everyone knows by now who's listened here, I like Ben Affleck as Batman and Bruce Wayne. Gal is great as Wonder Woman. So, you know, adding Jason Momoa in with some personality, I think could be pretty fun. So I think we're buttering here. I just hope that Superman has a personality in this. And shout out to them for not showing Superman in any of the trailers.
I got to say, Henry Cavill, in that opening sequence with Lois Lane, cute as fuck. He is a handsome man, too.
You could crack a melon on Henry Cavill's jawline.
Oh, my God, right? Just, you'd, like, take a shot out of his dimple.
Just split a coconut open, just right on it.
So Justice League, we're in.
Yeah, butter that Justice League movie. Yeah, just butter it up.
Let's move on from Justice League to a franchise we have not talked enough about. And we've been asked to talk about it by a lot of people. The Fast and the Furious. They had a real interesting bit of drama this past week. Actually, I thought it was fake when I first saw it. And it may upset Trill, because Trill's a big Dwayne The Rock Johnson fan.
I thought it was fake too, because go into it. Just go into it. I want to interrupt.
Basically, Tyrese Gibson, no hate to Tyrese, got no problem with him, but The Rock might, because he called The Rock a clown.
Oh,
the backstory here.
You can't do that, Jeff.
You really can't. That's a tough person to call a clown right now.
Yeah.
It's very much, you. If you come at the king, you can't miss. Like, he is the singular king in entertainment.
Right. Tyrese, continue, Jeff, because this gets me heated.
So he posted on Instagram a few times, and I got to make sure I get all of them. It's tough because, again, there's a bunch of them.
He's essentially tweeting through it.
Yeah, and he deleted a lot too.
He did delete a lot. The story is the next Fast and the Furious movie is delayed because they're going to film the Fast and the Furious spinoff with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Jason Statham's character, Deckard Shaw. There's a spinoff movie with those two characters because they kind of became friends in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
After Shaw basically murdered everybody.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good. Real pivot there. So Tyrese is pissed and called out Vin Diesel on Instagram. He actually warned him at first, like a big warning of don't do this, don't delay it, things, there'll be a problem. And then he went on a huge rant, called The Rock a clown, said this is not what the Fast family does, and really laid into him.
So, first off, like, I don't know why they need a spinoff. Why not just make Statham and Johnson the principal actors for the Fast and the Furious franchise? And just because they're the more interesting characters now, like Vin Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
And those two, just have it based around them and everybody else can be the supporting cast. But that being said, I completely support the spinoff because I'll support anything Dwayne The Rock Johnson does. Tyrese is understandably mad because this essentially delays a paycheck for him. The Rock doesn't need that paycheck. Maybe Tyrese does. I don't know. But you can't come after Dwayne The Rock Johnson on any form of social media. It's just like a no-no. It seems like a career-limiting move. And maybe he's mad about it, but you gotta keep that one to yourself, buddy.
To be honest, like, Tyrese, who the fuck do you think you are?
It's Tyrese!
Yeah, you're fucking Tyrese. Like, it's not even as if he's the main protagonist in the Fast series. He's more of like a bit role player. And he acts as if like most of the people in the Fast franchise act like this. Like, this is like the tour de force of cinema is the Fast franchise. Like, it's just fucking car chase movies, dude. They're entertaining to watch on a slow day when you want to turn your brain off. They're not like the fucking Star Wars trilogies or anything like that. Like,
the cerebral pinnacle of cinema.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, Tyrese, you're a fucking bit role player in this franchise that just makes money because it has really loud explosions. Like,
the funny thing is, this is not the first time that there's been drama with this.
Exactly.
Because Vin Diesel called Dwayne The Rock Johnson a candy ass at one point, and then they're kind of back together. But also, Tyrese yelled about, I'm trying to, it's really hard to read his Instagram post. It's like a jumbled mess, and he spells Dwayne wrong, which is just super disrespectful to spell the guy's name wrong. But he says, I got 3 years of venting on this clown. They offered, but you didn't have to agree to a solo spinoff movie. That's bullshit, first off. I'll get back to that in a second. But then he claims that Vin, Paul Walker, all the other guys also turned down a spinoff movie at some point. He said, we turned it down. But come on. Like, I get if you're upset, but to say you didn't have to accept this solo movie for a franchise that makes a gajillion dollars, who would turn that down?
What are they going to make a spinoff movie with with Dom Toretto about? The entire Dom Toretto story is the Fast and the Furious. It's a Dom Toretto spinoff is an actual Fast and the Furious movie. So yeah, maybe Dwayne Rock Johnson didn't have to do this movie, but if someone's offering you $25, $30, $40 million to be in a movie, what are you going to say? No, like the family's too much for me to do this movie. I gotta respect the Fast family. No, you take the paycheck.
The Rock tweeted, my goal from day one was to come in and create an exciting, fun character for the fans, elevate the franchise and build it out. Hashtag Hobbs. From Boston, hashtag Hobbs Shaw 2019. So look, I get he's pissed, but whatever. Like, dude, let it go. I'm sorry, you're not The Rock.
You know what's pretty funny too was when Vin Diesel, he had like his response. He called The Rock like his little brother. He tried to like beta him, and he was like, "I've always been there for The Rock." He's like, "He's got only one big brother on this set, and it's me." He tried to like beta him in like the most passive aggressive Instagram attack.
He also said on that Instagram that the Fast franchise needed a little maintenance, and the people at Universal gave them some time to kind of change some things around. I mean, that franchise has hung on after losing a pretty massive character in a tragic way. So I understand they want to tinker it up a little bit. Tyrese.
It's the same drama you'd expect from like a GNC store. Now, you got like the two alpha store managers trying to like become the one de facto store manager. Oh, yeah, this sales associate's my little bro.
I found the other posts because we have to do justice to this. We have to read them because they are actually more ridiculous than the first one. He begged The Rock, Tyrese did, to not make that movie a month or so ago, I believe. He said, if you move forward with that Hobbs movie, you will have purposely ignored the heart-to-heart moment we had in my Sprinter. I don't want to hear from you until you remember what we talked about. I'm on your timeline because you're not responding to my text messages.
Oh, God.
Fast family is just that, a family. We don't fly solo. And then he kept going. I have never and will never have a problem with the major movie star. He's my brother. I'm simply trying to reach him because he won't call me back about his solo Hobbs movie.
Dude, what if Tyrese got a role in that Hobbs movie? How quickly would he like 180 on this?
Oh, my God. He'd be on board for that.
Turns out I have, like, fourth billing on the solo Hobbs movie. Whoa. Well, I got to go. Family has to stick together, you know? I just got to support Dwayne The Rock Johnson in this movie.
I wish Dwayne did something where he's like, okay, Tyrese, I'll delay production. You need to, like, just go on a live stream with me and physically kiss my ass. And, like, beg me not to do it.
Tyrese then had one more before that other one we read about.
Did you forget what we discussed in my Sprinter van?
He said, hashtag PSA, congratulations to The Rock and your brother-in-law, aka $7 producing partner, something Garcia, for making the Fast and the Furious franchise about you. And like you, DJ, even if they call, I will not be deleting this post. Good night, folks. See you in 2020, April. Hashtag Fast Family, right? Nah, it's about hashtag Team Dwayne. Spelled Dwayne wrong again. 3 years. Will it be worth the wait? No Shaw, just Hobbs. And then he said, will this be another Baywatch? Spelled Baywatch wrong. Capitalized the W. Guys, just relax. I'm just a passionate film critic. He went off.
I love when people go on a rant, but they're like, no, like I'm, you know, it's not that big a deal. Like I've only devoted like 8 posts to this, but I'm really not bent out of shape about it. I'm just someone who really cares.
He's like nuclear level corn cobbing over like a relatively shitty franchise.
I don't mind, you know, whatever. Like say what you will about The Rock, but The Rock's going to do what The Rock wants to do because he can. And I don't hate him for that. And Tyrese just needs to recognize that, you know, while he may be a successful actor and model or whatever he has done in the past, The Rock's the bigger star. And like from corporate America to Hollywood, like if you're a more important person, like you're gonna get to do things your way. Like, so I just, the argument's so stupid.
Again, I thought it was fake. Well, I thought he was just messing around, but obviously not.
It's fake. It seems fake because all these folks have like PR teams that vet their Instagram posts and social media posts. And like, maybe Tyrese doesn't, cause he's out here just, he's just shit posting. He's, you know, going on an epic tweet storm about this.
This is not an endorsement on Paula Deen, but some people have been telling us if they butter or don't butter something, which we love, by the way, been loving the interaction on Twitter, but somebody has been sending us the gif of Paula Deen having sticks of butter fly into her mouth. I love that. Use that gif. If something is buttered for you, if you have a better one, use it. That's fine. But I like the Paula Deen gif. That's some good shit right there.
I also like how we just took a very anti Paula Deen stance on the podcast.
I'm just saying I'm not endorsing her.
We don't agree with Paula Deen here. Let's just put it that way.
And this is going to go back now to Justice League quick, but somebody has a good tweet for us saying, my thought on the trailer is that a 3-minute trailer is absurd, but it's good to see Steven Adams showing his range as an actor, which is great because Aquaman does look a lot like Steven Adams with the Thunder right now. The Matrix, there's been a little bit of an update. It's being written. Like, there's nothing beyond that. No actors, no time frame. It's just, it's being written and it's being based off of kind of like the animated shorts that the Wachowski brothers created.
Animatrix.
So yeah.
Like, it's like a play on anime and Matrix.
And it's a lot of like little stories, I believe. So beyond like what it will be and who will be in it, do we want more Matrix movies? Because the third one, by all accounts, was not good.
The second ones and third ones were both bad.
The second one some enjoyed, I think. But I know the third one is known as being just hot garbage.
You didn't like the battle for Zion? Mowing down Sentinels.
I don't like anything in the Matrix universe that is set outside the Matrix. I'll just say that. I only like the scenes within the Matrix with like Agent Smith and like creepiness and Neo like being awesome. I'll probably, you know, if there's another Matrix that ever comes out and it's a big release, I'll probably see it, but I don't really care. I don't want any more Matrix properties. I think the story's been told. The concept was fresh at the time, but like now I think like in terms of like humans versus robots, there are probably movies that have done it better since.
Yeah. I feel like they kind of have to think about something though with Keanu Reeves, since what is happening with John Wick. Like it's kind of like what do you call the ketonescence for Michael Keaton?
Yeah, the ketonescence or ketosis. Yeah, the ketosis diet.
Keanu's kind of having that too, though. The John Wick thing has done huge things for him, so I feel like they kind of have to look at the Matrix at least with him.
Yeah, and I think there's room for improvement as far as with technology. How it's improved since like whenever 1999 when they made the first one. Like, they're calling on dial-up phones and talking about chat rooms and shit. I mean, there's so much that's advanced since
then
they can make into a concept. But not that they should, but they can.
They should do a Matrix that, like, takes place within a first-person shooter. And everybody's names who are, like, Neo Maximus 69 are, like, transported into the Matrix and they have to fight.
My big thing with the Matrix that's always pissed me off is, remember the scene with Cypher, played by Joe Pantoliano, mm-hmm. who plays like the rat guy in every movie? Like, that's just like what he is. He talks about how the food, like he knows the food is fake or whatever. Mm-hmm. But who gives a shit? Everything was so perfect in that Matrix life. That's what's always bothered me about the Matrix. It's like, who cares? Everything is so perfect. Just enjoy it.
The real world sucks, dude. Just keep me in the simulation. Keep me stupid.
You're eating a beautiful steak.
He's eating like you could eat a wonderful holographic like plankton steak and like live a life of luxury, or he could be the one to try and rebuild like the apocalyptic wasteland Earth. Like I'm choosing the former.
The Animatrix animated short films or movies or shows or whatever you want to call them were supposedly really, really good. So, you know, maybe if the source material is good and it's based off of that, like these could be very interesting and have the potential to tell a story. I don't think you could bring Keanu back though. That's the thing. I think they would have to be like their own thing with like a newer cast, or, you know, do a Star Wars, The Force Awakens, have a next generation of woke Matrix people.
Matrix, the woke edition.
Well, I mean, if you're essentially woke, if you realize the Matrix is fake.
That's very true. Good point. Yeah. You should be the writer. You should go write the movie. The Matrix. I'm not going to butter yet. I'm holding off. I heard that the popcorn might not be good at this theater, so I'm not even going to buy popcorn yet. I got to wait on this one.
I'm not going to do – I don't think this will ever happen. I think it's just some guy who says, like, I've wrote new Matrix things and somebody should make it, and then nobody's really going to do that.
He's probably going to do it, and it's going to end up on, like, a forum somewhere under his, like, whatever the guy's name is, _XO69, and a bunch of, like, Matrix nerds are going to jerk off to it. But still, I don't think it's going to be made into a movie either. I'm going to hold off on the real popcorn, eat my holographic fake popcorn in the Matrix.
Yes, because that popcorn is probably the best.
Yeah, way better.
Great tie-in. So, Matrix, reboot, new movie, not quite sure. Another franchise that's going to get a reboot, apparently. This is more of a may get a reboot. But when they say something may get a reboot, that typically means it's going to happen. I was shocked when I saw this. Paranormal Activity getting a reboot? I don't understand that. I don't get that for many reasons.
I watch those movies. I don't understand how they became so popular. I think they were like hot with the teens. That's what I think. They're like, it was good for like 16, 17 year old, you know, Friday night. You got nothing better to do. Go to the movies and watch a scary movie type thing. But yeah, how do you
there were six and there was one spinoff.
How do you reboot like the whole concept? We're rebooting Ghosts. Like the whole concept of Ghosts, we're going to rethink it, reboot it, retool it. And you know what? EDM is going to be in it. It's going to be hot.
I don't think there's been a single horror movie ever that's been worthy of a reboot. Like there's none where I'm like, I want to fucking see Halloween 2020. I want to see Nightmare on Elm Street 2020. I don't give a fuck about horror movies in that capacity. And I don't know that there's people out there that do, but to want to see a movie that like a franchise that started in, what was it, like 2007? Like, who gives a shit?
Rob Zombie's Puppet Master 2049.
Well, the funny thing is if I feel like horror movies are the ones that get rebooted more than anything.
Exactly.
Like, every year there's a new crop of Texas Chainsaw or Blair Witch.
Dead or whatever.
And Halloween's another one, always getting rebooted. Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be drowning
in Activia.
Michael Myers in Activia very soon.
Well, the horror movie thing is like once you have a horror character that people like, it's like an instant built-in fan base. And you can take like the same concepts you would normally use in a horror movie, but like Michael Myers is back. Guess what? And he's going to fucking kill Jamie Lee Curtis's character again. And people are like, oh yeah, I like Michael Myers. I'll go see that.
Jeff, do you think Bye Bye Man should get a reboot?
80% of what's in theaters is like a reboot or derivative of a prior franchise, which I have no problem with. People complain about that all the time. And it is nice to get fresh movies because then like what happens is like you get something like Get Out. But more often than not, like you get something like, you know, Bye Bye Man. So
the pee pee poo poo man.
Pee pee poo poo. Tweeted at
us. My thing is with Paranormal Activity is that I think the first one was a nice concept, and that's why it worked. And it just took this really weird downhill momentum thing that worked out into six movies. Like I always understood the Saw thing because I think people like they liked Jigsaw. But what about Paranormal Activity begged for more? But now a reboot, I was floored when I saw that headline. And there's some weird movie headlines now and then on the internet. That one really caught me off guard. This is a transition into our last topic. Who would you want to play Wolverine if they were to bring Wolverine back in a different movie? Because Hugh Jackman's out, which is sad and disappointing. But Hugh Jackman is no longer Wolverine. Scott Eastwood said he would do it. Guys, who do you think? Who would you cast as Wolverine?
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, and do like the 300 effect on him. Don't even make him work out. Just like do a ton of CGI editing on his like terrible dad bod. And I don't know who I'd really want who I think would do better than Scott Eastwood. I kind of like him as Wolverine. Not only does he sort of resemble Hugh Jackman, but he has like that rugged handsomeness that a lot of other actors can't really bring to the table, as well as the physical attribute of it.
I'm having a hard time thinking of who I like. I'm not a big Wolverine fan. I don't think he's a particularly cool character. A lot of people. Yeah, maybe.
Jonathan Lipnicki. Ooh, I like that.
So, you know, Chris Pratt, obviously we talk about him every episode and he's obviously.
Anything being cast.
Yeah.
You got to say Chris Pratt.
Well, I just feel like there's such a small pool. You know, you could throw out the normal, like people who usually get mentioned for superhero roles, like Idris Elba. Like Idris Elba could be Wolverine. But yeah, but I think he's too old. I think for like a new Wolverine generation, you got to have like a younger actor. I'd like to see more of an origin story that doesn't suck for Wolverine.
You didn't like them fighting in every single war throughout human history?
Jai Courtney.
Ooh, no.
Yeah. I'm out. No, I like that. I like that.
Look him up with a beard. He's got the Wolverine look.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
And no, on top of that, most importantly, he's also Australian. Come on, it keeps the Australian thing going.
There's look him up with a beard. There's a lot of hunky Australian actors you can cast that don't have to be Jai Courtney.
Yeah, but anyone can look hunky nowadays. I mean, Jonah Hill goes from being the largest human being ever to being a stick. Oh, so you can really make anyone look huge.
Oh, fuck. I'm looking at this picture now. You're totally right. He's got the look.
If J.K. Simmons can look like the most ripped human being of all time.
That's true.
I think we can juice up Jai Courtney. That's my pick, Jai Courtney. And we asked on Twitter what you guys think. And we obviously got not a lot of serious guesses. This is my favorite part of these pods when we read off these answers.
I'm just looking through our mentions now. It's just all Ansel Elgort and Miles Teller.
So we're not going to read Miles Teller and Ansel Elgort.
We just did.
I know we did. We acknowledged it. We're not going to acknowledge you individually. It still makes us laugh. Don't take it the wrong way, listeners. I laugh every time I see it. Sarah? Hold on, wait. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to Photoshop the best ones to look like Wolverine. So Michael Sarah.
Anna Kendrick.
Rob Schneider. Jeremy Renner. That's a serious one. Josh Gad. Oh. Would love that. Like a fat young Wolverine has to get some confidence.
Just like singing like whatever Gaston's sidekick is in Beauty and the Beast.
Some white guy named Chris. That's a pretty good guess, actually.
We already brought that up on the podcast. So.
We did. We've got a bunch of Brendan Frasers. Kit Harington, one of them.
Yeah, too small.
Liam Neeson is Old Man Logan. Not to hate on that, but I mean, we already have the perfect Old Man Logan. Taylor Kitsch.
That'd be kind of cool.
Who was actually in the Bad Wolverine movies.
He was Gambit, yeah.
Channing Tatum. John Taffer.
Yes.
Shut it down.
Ben Affleck, but he spelled it Ben Alfick. Shout out Cody Collins 8.
Huge Ben.
Intentional or not, I laughed at that.
Huge Ben Alfick fan. Yeah.
Tom Hardy, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
He is going to be Venom now, so that's tough.
That would be fucking awesome, though, him as well.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Michael Caine as, like, geriatric Logan. John Lovitz.
A lot of serious replies here. It's nice.
Yeah, a lot of Tom Hardys. Chevy Chase. Hugh Jackson, so keep it in the Hugh category. I second Michael Cera. That's an upset. Somebody did say Idris Elba.
Yeah. Jim Harbaugh.
Two Idris Elbas. Melissa McCarthy. Young Sheldon. Somebody just tweeted as, hey, Soups, at @Joe_Mac5.
Hey, must Soups!
Must have known we're talking about Justice League.
I see Oscar Isaac. I'd be cool in that.
Ooh, I could kind of see Oscar Isaac. So we got some good ones. We got some joke ones. But, of course, I'm going to Photoshop the joke ones and we can have a little fun on Twitter.
Going back to Jackie Chan, are you guys buttering your popcorn for The Foreigner?
Yes.
Yes, just because it's Jackie Chan. I don't care how corny it looks.
It's like Taken version.
Exactly. I was gonna say, have you ever seen a movie where a guy tries to avenge and or find the people who are kidnapping / murdering his daughter? Probably not,
dude. Like, those movies are like the ultimate dad movies. You know what's a good dad movie? Like, I think dads everywhere like it is Man on Fire.
Yeah, you had a really good tweet asking about dad movies. We got some amazing replies in there.
Yeah, like a lot of them are like obvious, but then some of them you're like, damn, that is a dad movie. Mm. Like Tombstone, obviously, is a big dad movie, but then someone will recommend something like Man on Fire. And you're like, I didn't think about that, but Payback's a big one too. I was like, I fucking forgot about Payback, but yeah, that is a dad movie.
One of my replies to you was the Jack Ryan movies, like The Hunt for Red October. Yeah. And actually, have you seen the trailer for the new Jack Ryan? It's Jim Kaczynski.
Yeah.
John Kaczynski?
Jimmy Halps is Jack Ryan, yeah.
So there's like a poll is like, who's the least likable office character? And he's definitely it.
Oh, for sure. And this is a horrible critique of that movie, 13 Hours. But I had such a hard time connecting with that movie just because Jim and Roy were in the same movie. I know that's like a really shitty thing to have to avoid. But Jim and Roy were in the same movie. And that, it's just a jarring. It would be like if there was a serious movie and two actors from Friends or Seinfeld were in it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not an unfair critique at all.
thanks again for interacting. Follow us on @LightsCameraPod. Make sure to give us your thoughts on the Star Wars trailer and the Justice League trailer, all of it. Let us know. And remember, Flatliners, if you saw Flatliners, present your movie ticket to us. Tweet it at us. We will select two lucky winners to Venmo back their ticket cost. Just go see it. Why not? We haven't had many entries yet. So the chances of you winning are pretty high at this point. We're trying to create a program here. We want you guys to go see the bad movies that we see and review. So remember, follow us and stay tuned for a pretty great podcast, we think, this week. We have a cool guest host who's going to help us talk about Flatliners and Star Wars and more. Yeah. All right, folks. We'll talk to you later in the week. Please enjoy the Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer. We're amped. We'll talk about it on Wednesday night. Later, everybody.